In terms of the inquest of 2022, at the time we were not very sure of what the outcome would be or how clear it would be after November of 2022. And you know, for us, that there was no one to would that would be found guilty of any wrongdoing, and there's no one to prosecute. You know, or any misdeed that was done against our father, although his body revealed that he was severely tortured and he was held incommunicado for 123 days. And, you know, we as a family always believed that our father never died of a heart attack because he fell down a few steps that caused his death. I just want to say that, you know, in 2022, Judge Dulari set the tone for the days that lay ahead. And, you know, the family, friends, and the supporters for ensuring that they want to be there to listen to the inquest. They closely listened and watched how Judge Dulari judiciously intervened during the time when, you know, during the occasion when questions needed to be asked from various witnesses. And of course, he did so on many occasions as a result of his wise comments and apt questions, and we were quite impressed. He surely came across as someone who, like us, wanted the truth to be told. And just to for the benefit of your listeners, my correct listeners,
Yes.
When he did the opening statement last year, you know, his opening remarks, and one of the I'm going to quote him now, and an open quote: "Life is pretty simple for Muslims. Do right by others and stand firm for justice. Where there are injustices, make amends. Seek to correct the wrongs with good actions that will please our Creator and all of creation. As Muslims, we look for balance. We strive to make things right." I will just close quote. That is not the entire quote. But what I'm trying to establish here is that you go into the mind of the judge. You unpack. You don't know the judge, so you unpack how he thinks. I'm going to open another quote and close it again. It's an open quote. "There can be no justice without truth. We must return to truth." Close quote. That was one of his opening remarks as well. So for this, it set the tone for us in terms of the 2022 inquest. And we as a family are hoping for a positive outcome. It would be, then one may argue that this reopening would bring some sort of closure to us. It cannot be complete closure because there's no one to prosecute. Not only as a children, but to our community that were taught and inspired by our father, the Imam, and our nation that led by example. Not just because he was a Muslim, but because he was a human being. He believed in human rights and justice for all. And at the time of the inquest, you know, when the witnesses made their respective presentations, the family was quite struck by the manner in which the expert witnessed helped us to understand and have a fair insight into the past events that relates to our father's killing and torture. The informed input was definitely underscored the importance of critically reflecting upon specific events in terms of our father's case. And the events that had led to his murder were professionally reconstructed, and that to us won our hearts in many ways. And we appreciated for the forensic, you know, the forensic investigations, the studies, the reports, the depth in which they went in undertook to look into the case. I mean, 5 decades old. You know, they called it, you know, in the terms of the judiciary, it's a cold case. So for us, we looked at this entire process over so many decades, we've gone on in years much older. I was 6 years old when he was killed, when he was buried. Mm-hmm. I am now 60 years old. So many years on, and so many hours and days and months and years of antagonizing anxiety, knowing full well he was he never died just of a heart attack. Like, we knew full well from the evidence, the bruises on his body, that he was definitely tortured to death. For us, this outcome is important, number one, to make sure the truth to be told. As Justice Tulare so aptly said, there can be no justice without truth. We must return to truth. That we really look at the inquest of 1970, it should be overturned. That new history should be rewritten in terms of this case. We feel very positive it's going to go our way, or it will have a positive outcome. God forbid if it's any other way. But we will deal with it on the day when it happens and when the time comes. We believe as people of faith that God is in control of everything, and there's a time for everything. Although there's no one to prosecute, if this case is the way we would like it to be, a positive outcome for the Harun family, then we stand tall on all our predecessors that has fought for justice, that died for justice, who was incarcerated, who was tortured, who disappeared without a trace, who never came home, whose bodies were never buried. We want to give hope to the victims, families, and survivors of the apartheid era who had to endure gross human rights violations. And that this is a persisting in our struggle for justice and the recognition should serve as an inspiration for us all. So there are tireless efforts up until the day, up until I speak, you know, the Kerala 4, you know, the Kosas 4, Kaifas Nayoka, you know, Anton Franch, Ahmad Timokes has gone, but unfortunately and sadly, you know, the person that had to be prosecuted died. So there are so many. There's a Highgate massacre. Matthews Mabelani and so many others. So we want to give hope and give them courage to continue the fight, because many of these family members, the police, special branch who were involved during the apartheid era, they're still alive. They need to be prosecuted. We want to give hope to them. For us, as I said, it will be some kind of closure leading into how a father died, or how he was killed and tortured to death. For us, you know, the horrific understanding when we were listened last year at the inquest, that from day one, 123 days, every day, our father was tortured. So, you know, it brought up an overwhelming feeling of deep anger and resentment to the apartheid system. It brought up, you know, the pain and the agony and the frustration of wanting to have known all along, but we need to know the truth, because the truth must be told. Soon, we as a family, we don't know when, we all have to pass. We all pass by. We all pass by on this earth. We will no longer be there. But when we are no longer on this earth, at least the future generations that will look into the reports of Imam Harun's death will be able to see the truth, because it will be written, you know, in the history books of South Africa. Mm-hmm. So for us, we are, one would say, you know, anxiety, don't know what to expect. We need to be calm. We need to believe it's going to be a fair judgment. We are positive. And, you know, only Monday will tell. you know, when the judge Tulari will give his judgment in terms of that heavy weight that's been on our shoulders all of our life. You know, years has gone by, as I said, we've gone older in our years. The three children of the Imam, myself, my sister, and my brother, individually we fight our own demons within ourselves because we were different ages when our father was brutally murdered and killed. I was 6, my sister was 18, my brother was 13. My sister was overseas at the time, she was in London, my brother was 13. So between the three of us, my brother witnessed more. And for me, today, I pay homage and gratitude to the women that stood firm, that carried the torch long after the spouses have been tortured and killed and taken away from them. So I be, you know, I honor my mother because I could hold on to her. You know, she gave me the courage and the inspiration and the hope to stand tall. So today I stand tall on the shoulders of my father, but I also stand taller on the shoulders of my mother. Because if it wasn't for my mother, I wouldn't be able to have this conversation with you. I could be in another situation where, you know, if my mother left us by the wayside and just neglected us, it would have been a different scenario. But she stood firm and strong in her shoes to make sure that what we have today, that we can feel honored that we come from such kind of parents. The dignity and the wisdom my mother has given me, the dignity and the wisdom my father had left behind to inspire a nation and people worldwide. For me, you know, we walk in the shadows of our parents, but their shape is far bigger and their footsteps are far bigger for us to fulfill. So clearly on Monday, we are really hoping for a positive outcome.